we are, as I understand it, the main charity that is run by disabled people that also brings disabled people access to work and also to be more an effective employer of care staff to learn how to be more independently. We've also brought in the mayor of Stevenage to our annual general meeting, who has just arrived, and what we are also doing is hoping to get a response about what they think of our organisation as a whole.
What challenges is your organisation facing, because what's being misunderstood?
I think it's just that some people think that there are people who may be really disabled and not fit enough to work, and they don't know what support they can give to the people at work, at our workplace. But what we then do is we then send a message out to the people in our workplace to get to know what they can do at Hertfordshire Pass and around Hertfordshire. And what we are also planning to do is distribute extra information. Like, for example, we've developed our first ever, I've become an editor of our updated book called User Driven Free, which is about workability and support services, having a twist and turn approach, with employability being the other side of it.
You were talking about employers and employing disabled people, yeah. And they probably don't know enough. What's the main reasons, do you think, that they don't know the things that they need to? Why aren't they employing more disabled people?
I think the main reason is because they find there are, because the market is, there's so many people unemployed at the moment, it's hard for some people to bring their confidence back and saying that they want to get another job. But I reckon they will get another job in, and I'm hoping to see more disabled people to be employed in the future.
And what kind of work do you think needs to be done to get to the point where you no longer need to challenge employers because you're happy that enough disabled people are getting employed?
I think it would need to be advertising information, distributing information to the placement themselves, explaining to them what we're about, and also explaining to them what we can offer them on, let's say, qualification or any other explanation to do with the work clubs and also the employment pilot program, which I heard you've been speaking about beforehand, to improve the barriers itself, to know how they can work independently through Hertfordshire Pass.
I suppose, I think what you're saying is that employers think that if they do take on a disabled person to work for them, that's going to cost them a lot of money and a lot of time in training and in giving assistance. You're saying that actually a lot of disabled people are getting the help from other places and they're actually already ready to work.
Yeah, I'm absolutely saying that as well. I feel if anything's better to come ahead for this work is we've had people managing to come with, I feel it's made the organisation grow bigger. We've also managed to get our apprenticeships outside on the National Apprenticeship Service, which we're connected with, and we're also known as the top 100 employers as well, which, and we're one of two charities to actually get onto that list, so we're actually really proud of that as well.